This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. As baby boomers age, there's exploding demand for senior services and interest in new kinds of housing. One group that's getting more attention is older Americans who identify as gay or lesbian, potentially millions of people. Lisa Napoli reports from an assisted living community for LGBT seniors in Palm Springs.
Lauren Kabakoff is giving a tour at the resort-style property her family owns.
This was an old motel. It was built in the 1950s, and I heard it was revamped in the 70s.
When they bought this place a few years ago, they upgraded it with a very specific use in mind, to convert it into an assisted living facility for senior citizens from the LGBT community. To commemorate history, they called it Stonewall Gardens, after the pivot point in the fight for gay rights in the 60s.
We have 24 apartments, so that lends itself into that intimate family vibe that we're going for.
Kabakoff's family saw an opportunity in the growing market for elder services, particularly in Palm Springs, which has a large gay community.
Many of them don't have partners. Many of them don't have families that they're close with. A lot of them don't have kids. So there's really no one to take care of them as they age and as they need more help.
Jim Crowley was one of those people. At 77, the retired teacher from Minnesota found himself suddenly needing assistance.
I wasn't looking for any place, and I certainly was not going to end up in an old person's home. But then I started falling, and I found out that I have a kind of a rare form of Parkinson's.
That meant for Crowley, living alone was no longer an option. Besides the 24/7 care and attention he can get in assisted living, he was attracted to the mountain views, the ability to come and go as he pleased from the property, and most of all, the fact that he doesn't have to explain himself.
We're all gay, and that actually makes a big difference because for gay people, almost every gay person has a secret part of their life that they don't share. So you always have to be careful who you're talking to. And so here, that's very free.
That freedom to live openly is particularly welcome for Crowley at this stage of life. It gives him comfort, he says, as he deals with aging's ups and downs. In Palm Springs, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.